Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. Feel like having a little church this evening.
King Jesus. Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Good evening. Good.
Come on in with it. Come on with it with Bishop. Their phone must have messed up somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Devo, you there? Can you hear me, Brother Dawg?
Yes, I can. Y'all need to know if they don't do nothing, Sister Mary, y'all need to just keep on the show.
I'm up here just talking away. I've been talking for 5 minutes in my phone. Phone on mute. In the name of Jesus. I'm just talking away. I'm so glad that God is still able. I say again, good evening, good evening, good evening. And I was saying before I realized I was on mute, the last few days I've been riding, and the Lord placed something on my heart, and it just won't turn me loose. So I want to give it to my sister and brother today. And after I give this to you, brother, you're going to get this stuff out the way and let the Lord have his way. We're going to hear a word.
Right.
You know, the Bible told man, the Bible instructed man a long, long time ago. He says, if I be lifted up, you hear what I said? He said, if I be lifted up. So that's what we're here today. We're here today to lift up the name of Jesus. That's what we're here for. We're here for no shape, form, or fashion. We're here to solely lift up the name of Jesus. I would like for my sister and brother, those that's listening to me, if you would travel with me real quick to the book of Psalm. And we're going to stop at the 51st chapter of Psalm. Those that have read before, we'll read it again. Those that hadn't read it,
let's read it. And we're just going to read a few verses and just see what the Lord has said to man. This has been weighing really heavy on Brother D here lately. The book of Psalms, the 51st chapter, says, have mercy upon me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a person that's in the Word could truly stop right there. Tell the going further. You know, just think what you have said when you ask God to have mercy upon you. First thing you're letting the Lord know, Lord, I know I've sinned somewhere. Even if I don't know what my sin were, we have a tendency to say, Lord, forgive me for my sin, my known and my unknown sins. So even if I've sinned somewhere and didn't even know I sinned, I want you to have mercy upon me. He goes on and said, oh God, according to their loving kindness. Now, you know, when you ask a person to have mercy on you, just picture yourself being in a courtroom, and you know you're about to get some time, but you want the judge to have mercy on you. Your case may carry 6-30, but you want the judge to look on the low side of it. You don't want him to look on the high side. You want him to look on the low side, so you want him to have mercy according to his loving kindness. You see what I'm saying? You really want him to show some love towards you right now. Now just picture yourself telling God that, have mercy upon me, O God, according to their loving kindness, according unto their multitude of their tender mercy. So you're pleading with the Lord right now, and this is what we all should be doing. We should be on our knees at some point in time during the course of our day. We all should be on our knees pleading with the Lord Almighty. Then you go and tell him, he said, Lord, he said, blot out my transgression. Remember I told you a few minutes ago, we may do some things that we may not even know it was wrong or against God's will, but we want the Lord to blot out my transgression. I'm going to give you a few more. I'm going to get them out of here. Look at verse 2. It says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. Oh, Bishop, you said something. You said, Lord, cleanse me from my sin. Lord, I know I've done wrong. I know I should be serving you, God. And I'm just out here in this world. I'm trying, Lord Jesus. I'm trying. Father, would you please just wash me? Will you give me another chance? He says, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever. You see that little four-letter word? He said, my sin is ever before me. There's nothing I can do to get rid of this. My sin is ever before me. And then he goes on and says, against thee. Oh, he's talking to God now. He's not talking to the man in the mirror, but he's talking to God. Now he said, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thine sight. In the name of Jesus. You want the Lord to have mercy on you according to his loving kindness. You want him to have according to his multitude of tender mercy. You want him to cleanse you from all your sin. You want him to blot out your transgression. And then you tell him that I've sinned. My sin is ever before me. And then you go on and you just lay everything on the table. You say, oh, look here, I sin against thee and thee only. Have I sinned? In other words, Lord, I can fool Brother Dog. I can fool Bishop. I can fool Auntie. I can't fool you, Lord. You know it before I do it. He says, against thee and thee only have I sinned. You ought to just tell God. The soul should be shouting right now. You know, just tell God, thank you, that no matter what you have done in life, no matter what sins you have committed in life, the Lord has given you an opportunity to come to him and ask for forgiveness. And he gives you a roadmap on how to get to him. Have mercy upon me according to loving kindness. Then you want the Lord to wash you. Then you want him to keep you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's all Brother D got for today. Brother D not going to hold you long. We're going to hear a word. But the Lord had just, he wouldn't let me rest. That's been on me for a few days, and I just wanted to give it to my sister and brothers, just letting you know in words that no matter what you have done in life, no matter what sin you have committed in life, know what the Bible says? The Bible says there's only one sin that he won't forgive. He said in this world, another world to come, that's blasphemy. Not just blasphemy, but he said blasphemy against his what? His word.
Sorry, against his word.
That's what the word say now. Just don't blaspheme against his word. Everything else you have done in life, everything you have dreamed in life, according to what we just read, you can go to him and ask him to wash you according to his loving kindness. We thank God for that. We thank God for that. I thank the Lord for giving it to me. Hope and pray that it touched someone's heart, that it make them want to come here and hear the word now. At this time, we're going to ask Monty if she will lead us in a word of prayer. And after the prayer, we're going to hear what thus said the Lord from the man of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, once again, oh gracious God, we come to you, Lord, as meek and as humble as we know how.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we come to you thanking you because you're God almighty, and you're God all by yourself.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us in a safe and sound mind, keeping our children, Father God, blessing us that we look around and see another day, Father God, a day that was not promised, but because of your grace and your mercy, you saw fit to keep us here a little while longer. Bless us to see another day, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for watching over our children, God, as they go to and from school, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your protection, for we know you are a protective God. We know you protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God, and we just say thank you. Father God, we thank you even for the weather. Extremely hot, one thing we know for sure, dear God, you know exactly what you're doing, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, and we ask you to watch over the sick and the needy. Continue to bless them, Father God. Father God, in the hospital room, Father God, someone needs you, Father God. Father God, someone laying up there that the doctors can't even cure. Father God, and we just give the doctors the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, Father God, to heal your people. Father God,
yes,
and we
God.
Know you're able, Father God. Bless the nurses, Father God. The nurses aid, Father God. Bless each and every one, Father God, that's doing the best they can, Lord, to care for your people. Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask you to bless in the nursing home, Father God. Father God, watch over your people, Father God. Father God, when we get older sometimes, Father, whether we need to be there or not, we're put in our home, Father. Father God, and we ask you to just watch over, Father God. Keep your loving, protective arms around them, dear God.
Yes.
Father God, you be their doctors and their nurses, Father God. Father God, you be their keeper, Father. Father God, and we know you're able, Lord. We thank you for it, Jesus. And Father, we ask you to bless the bereaved, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, somebody needs you today. Then we ask you to bless Father God, not me. Father God, her mother passed on this week. But again, Father, you know exactly what you're doing. Father God, to give them strength, Father God, to be able to go through this trying time. Give them that love that bring each one together so that they can hold each other up, God. Give them that peace, Father God, that they have peace, Father God, with whatsoever you choose to do, God. Father God, and we just want to say thank you today. Father God, and we ask you to bless in our home. Bless each and every one that's on the phone today, Father God. Father God, strengthen them, Father God. Father God, whatsoever problem they might have, if it be your will, Father God, fix it for them, Father God. If there's a sickness among them, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we realize, Lord, that we are nothing without you. We realize, Father, we can't do without you. We can't make it, Father God. Our day-to-day life is because you, God, protect us. You love us. you take care of us. And Father God, we just want to say thank you today, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker on today. Father God, yes. Touch him, Father God. Father God, give him the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Father God, that we all should have when we bring your word, Father God. We all need it, Father God. Father God, strengthen him that the word that comes forth, Father God, comes directly from you, and he's only your vessel, Father God. Anoint him the more, Father God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless him, Father God, that when he opens his mouth, Father God, we will all feel the anointing of God, and we will all recognize that it's God speaking and not the speaker himself.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we know you are evil. Give him that strength, Father God. We know he loves your word, God. Give him that strength. Anoint him the more. Bless them, Father God, that bless each and every one to open our ears and our minds and our hearts, Father God,
yes.
To receive this message that it should carry us day by day, Father God.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we praise your holy name, Father God, and we will be so careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you,
brother. Amen. Amen. At this time, I want to thank Marty for that prayer. Such a powerful prayer. The prayer is the key to the kingdom. And the Bible says faith will unlock the door. So at this time, we're going to turn it over to the speaker and maybe receive him in his own way. Brother Bishop, my first cousin, Bishop Dexter Thompson.
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Amen.
Truly, it's a blessing to be here today. It's a blessing
yes.
to just obey God's will today. I want to
all
give
right.
honor to God to Brother Dog. I want to give honor to God for Aunt Marion. I want to give honor to God
yes,
for my cousin D. Truly, I trust God. I believe God. And I know God has the first, the last, and all of the say-so. I also
glory
want
to
give
God.
Honor
all right, now.
To my own wife that's in the hospital right now. I'm asking God that he'll continue to bless her and strengthen her body as she's there
yeah.
in the hospital. I know
yeah.
wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and
yeah.
somebody's going to get liberated. You know,
oh,
I was
yeah.
sitting
come
here,
on, man.
I was looking into the Word, and I ran into a scripture that I love so much. This is not the scripture I'm going to give you in a minute, but this is one that I love so much. He said in Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, and Jesus said unto them, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
Nowhere.
I want
come
you to
now.
Know today, God wants to come in with you. The Son of
all
Man
right,
wants to make refuge with you today. He wants
yeah.
to have a place in your heart today. He
yeah.
wants you to know today is the day that he has made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. And when he said, the foxes got a place to go, the birds got a place to go, he's saying, but I don't even have a place to lay my head. Can he lay with you today? Can he come into your heart today? Would you open up to him and let him come in today? God want to make a new you. I said the other day, God want to take you to the potter's wheel and
come
put
on
you on that wheel. And he wants to just, y'all know how we used to take that mud and stuff, we put it on that wheel and we would just smooth that mud out. This is what God want to do today. He wants to take that stony heart out. He want to take backbiting out. He want to take hatred out. He want to take malice out. God want to make you new today. He want to come in and sup with you today. Will you let him today? Will you open up to him on today? Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 23rd verse, says this, and when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Look at this right here in this scripture, how Jesus had come into the ship. And I'm going to ask you a question today, and I want you to think about this question that I'm asking you. But they had entered into the ship, and look at all these waves. The sea had got so violent and temperous around the ship. Jesus had went down there and went to sleep. See, every storm is not a bad storm. Everything you're going through is not for a bad reason. Sometimes you go through some things for a good reason. God wants you to experience some things so you'll be a little more skilled with this thing. I want to ask you a question today. I want you to just know who is in your boat and or what's in the boat with you. Here today, we find Jesus as he had began to go into the boat with his disciples, and here Jesus went downstairs in the bottom of the boat and went to sleep. And the disciples was in the boat. See, you can have peace in the midst of a storm. Our problem is today, when God give us peace, we let so many come in and destroy that peace that God has given us. Today I want you to know, even when the waves start getting very virulent, God is saying right there, just hold your peace right there.
Come on, man.
Do you
come
know
on,
when things start getting bad in your life, all you got to do is go to the rock. Look at Jesus.
Right.
Jesus had went down into the bottom of the boat, and Jesus had went to sleep. The disciples had gotten so worried because look at this. They thinking about throwing stuff overboard. They thinking that stuff getting ready to happen. See, the enemy will come because you are saved. He'll come just to tempt you. Don't think because you've been saved all these years that the enemy is not going to tempt you. In Matthew, the fourth chapter, my Bible tell me, then was Jesus lifted up to go into the desert. And when he went there, see, the devil came also. I don't care how long you've been out here on this battlefield, the devil is not scared of you. I don't care what name you go under, the devil not scared of your name. It's only power in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Come on now.
So if he'll go and tempt Jesus, and look at this, he tempted Jesus with everything that was already here. I told you before, the devil has no new tricks. He don't have any new material.
That's it.
Used the same old junk that he got, and it's still working. The saints of God still falling for those same old tricks. But look at Jesus right here in this boat. Jesus down here sleeping real good because he already know I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes, he do.
He laying there in the bottom of the boat because he already know I am that I am.
Yes,
he laying down there in the bottom of the boat.
Yes, come
he
on,
he
down. Come
on. The sheepfold. He's laying down here in the bottom of the boat because he know I am that I am. He's laying in the bottom of the boat because he know I am the way to the sheepfold. I'm the door. He's laying there thinking, you can only come to Christ just through me. So look at Jesus laying here. The disciples are all worried. It's just like us today. We can't even allow God to fix a thing before we go take the problem back from him. God want to fix the problem, but we go take it from him before he can fix it. Look at this thing right here. The disciples said, look, the master is down here in the boat sleep. Let's go wake him up. I want to know today, who are you in the boat with? Or do you know whose boat you in today?
Oh, gee. Come on now.
Are you in the boat with Christ? Or is something else in the boat with you today? Have you decided which side of the boat you're going to be on, the right side or the wrong side? Here Jesus laying there in the boat sleep because he already saying heaven and earth is mine. I don't have to worry about anything. It's under my control. Jesus. He down here laying sleep. The disciples are up worried, just like the body of Christ today. We can't pray long because we get tired and sleepy. We can't walk long because we ain't got enough strength and endurance. We can't study God's word long enough because we're ready to fall asleep. Do you know who's in your boat? Or whose boat
now,
you in?
Tell it now.
I want to know today, how many times have you talked to God today? I had a preacher tell me that the Lord ain't spoke nothing to him in a long time. I said, brother, he ain't spoke to you because the enemy already got you. I said, you are a baptized believer. You ought to know God's voice when you hear it.
Glory be to God.
He said, Bishop, I'm just trying to understand so I'll know what God is saying. I said, oh, I got you. You want me to tell you what the Lord is saying for you? Well, guess what? I'm not going to tell you. You need to hear him. He said, he that have an ear to hear.
Yes, he did. Yes,
let
he
him
did.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Yes. Where's the church? We are the church.
Come on now.
Now, I want you to know Jesus still laying here in the bottom of the boat now. He laying here in peace. Even though stuff going on around you like you can't believe, I want you to know today, I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care how grim it looks. I don't care how the enemy is throwing stuff at you. Keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on Jesus.
That's right. Now tell it.
Now when you take your eye off of Jesus, that's when stuff starts happening even the more. But look at Jesus laying in this boat, laying in peace.
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't realize who was in the boat with them. They didn't realize that the authority seat is sitting here in the boat with you.
In the boat with them.
So they said, let's go wake him up. Let's go wake him up. So they went down to wake him up. We talking about the waves and stuff all around the boat. The boat is being tossed and everything. No matter how you being tossed, God is still in control.
Yes,
no matter what
yes.
your situation is, God is still in control.
Yes,
Brother
yes,
Dog, I don't care
Come
what
on,
you got through. God is in control. God said, this is my situation, and I'll take you through it. God saying today, if my people, which are called out by my name, would humble themselves and pray. See, this is the key. Humble yourself and pray. We ain't humbling today. We not praying today. When trouble starts arising, we stop praying. When stuff going on, we start praying.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you know prayer is your greatest weapon?
Yes, it is. Yes,
prayer is your greatest tool.
Yes, it is.
See, if you was a mechanic and you was working on a car or something, you wouldn't take a piece of toilet paper to work on the car with. That's not going to get a nut or bolt off. You need a specialized tool. See, God specializes today.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
And he specializes in whatever you're going through. You going through a divorce, guess what? He specializes in it. You going through a heartache today, he specializes in it. You going through cancer today, he specializes in it. You going through migraines and can't sleep, he specializes in it.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
See, you got to know today whose you are and who you are. You got to know your place in Christ. You got to understand that God is calling today, and he's looking for people that don't trust him. Now, we talking about he down in this boat resting. Do you know you need to rest in Christ?
Yes.
You need to rest in Christ. Now, here the disciples all run down there. They saying, Jesus, Jesus, please wake up, Jesus. Jesus, we're going through. See,
yes.
We'll get on that mourning bench and we'll start Jesus. And when we get tired, we done, Jesus, we through. Today, God wants to know who is in the boat with you. Or do you know whose boat you in?
Yes, yes.
When you're going through a situation, you need to know the Lord, and you need to know him in the partner of your sin.
Yes, come on now. Tell it.
When you on your knees talking to God, let me help you out. Because so many people got arthritis in their knees, they ain't getting down on them anyway. He hear you wherever you standing, wherever you laying, wherever you sitting, he hear you. See, the disciples, he had to hear the disciples because they had to go through this test. He had to see whether he got a bunch of punks in here or what. He had to see if he got a lot of them that's going to put up or shut up. He had to see if I got a lot of them that's going to stand bold. They said, Jesus, look, the ship is about to sink. We about to perish out here. This thing we going through right now, Lord, we just don't understand it. See, quit jumping in an anointing that's not yours. Sometimes the anointing level that you trying to operate in is not your anointing.
All right, now. Come on.
This was not their anointing. This anointing only was God's. See, we got so many preachers trying to operate in a calling that's not even theirs. Know whose boat you in. What boat you under. See, when we begin to try to do something that's not our anointing, look at how that sea starts revving up even more around the ship. They went down. They said, let me let you know, sometimes we got to go down and pray. They went down and found the master.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And Jesus looked up at him. They talk, my master, we about to perish. Oh, we about to perish. Oh, we can't make it right now. We about to perish. Jesus said, oh, my goodness, let's go on up here. Jesus went up to the top of the boat.
Yes, he did.
And when he got there, he said, peace.
Peace.
Be still. And guess what happened? The wind ceased.
Yes, it did.
All of that crazy that was going on stopped. This is why I know whatever you're going through, whatever situation you in, whatever the issue is, when you go to the master, when you go to my daddy Jesus, when you begin to give the situation to him, he's going to work it out. He's going to say, peace, be still.
Yes.
And you know what? It was so powerful. As he said, peace be still, the men around looked and said, what manner of man is this that even the wind obey his voice? Didn't I tell y'all before, ain't no power in my name, ain't no power in your name. The power is in Jesus' name. There is nothing that he can't heal you of that has come upon you.
Amen.
There is no condition that you can't get healing from. He said the one thing he ain't going to forgive you of, and that's blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. You blaspheming his gift. How many today you know whose ship you in?
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother D came out here with this scripture. See, it's a reason why God put this scripture in Brother D's heart. In Psalms 51.
Yes.
It's a reason why he put that scripture in there. And it tied right in with me. I hadn't even talked to him He didn't even know I had the scripture already wrote down.
In the name of Jesus.
We ain't even discussed this scripture.
In the name of Jesus.
And see, he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness.
Yes.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Yes. Blot out my transgressions.
Yes, sir.
Some of us that said we say we need to go back and repent again.
All right, now you need to say that one more time.
Some of us that said we say baptized believers, we need to repent again.
All right, man. Yes.
See, y'all going to have the dog mad at me again. Because I want you to understand something. Sometime you done been in church. I'm talking about that four-frame structure, them four walls.
Mm-hmm.
You done been stuck in that four walls so long till you scared to get out here on the real battlefield. Know whose boat you in or whose boat you are. We said we saved. We said we delivered. But when the real test come up, where you either got to put up or shut up, nine out of ten go shut up.
Come on, girl. Come on now.
See, do you know the devil don't care who you are? His job is to tempt you.
Yes,
look at this boat right here.
Yes.
Jesus was down in the bottom of the boat. Do you think that stopped the devil from tempting?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Matthew, in the fourth chapter, then was Jesus lifted up by the Spirit to go into the wilderness. And when he went into the wilderness, when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God.
Come on now.
Then he took him up a little higher.
Yeah.
And he set him on the pinnacle of the city.
Yes, he did.
He said,
yes, he is.
Look at all this here God give to you if you just dash your foot against the stone.
Mm-hmm.
if you just throw yourself down.
Yeah.
Then he took him an exceedingly high, told him, he said, look, all this I give to you if you just worship me. He said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, thou shalt not worship any other God. See, our problem is today, we let everything be a God to us.
Come on, girl.
We let our grandkids be a God.
Uh-huh.
I know I done struck a bone, a cord, or whatever. Because we let them grandbabies run us.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Uh-uh. It's time to put them grandbabies under subjection. We let our children run up. Time to put them under subjection. Nothing should be more important than your walk with Christ. I'm talking about this man that was down in the bottom of the boat that was resting peacefully.
Lord Almighty.
And as he was down there resting in the bottom of the boat, everybody on the top of the boat up in disarray. It's the same way in church, isn't it? Preacher can't pray enough. Preacher can't preach enough. Preacher can't teach enough because of all of the conditions going in the church. We allow everything to work in the church.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Isn't that what Jesus whooped them out the temple about?
Yes, he did. Come on now.
He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. Look at us today. We're letting everything go on in God's house. And it's bad when the preacher get tired of praying. It's bad when the preacher quit seeking God. It's bad when the preacher give up on God. I don't know who I'm reaching at today, but I want you to know whose boat you in
boat
or who is in your boat.
Yes, sir. Whose boat you in?
Because do you know the devil, if you give him enough room to ride, he going to take over and try to drive.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
The devil don't play fair. I'm not here to boost the devil. I'm here to make you aware of him. I want you to understand, he ain't going to come to you and say, well, I'm not going to tempt you today because your anointing's level is high today. That's when he going to try you the most. He'll make your kids cuss at you. Oh, I know I just said something. He'll make your very ones that you love so much, he'll make them clown with you. So don't think the devil like you because you're a preacher. Don't think he like you because you done been in church 50, 60, 70 years.
Come on now, tell it, tell it.
Your tenure in that four-wall structure don't mean anything. The devil wants you because he want to be able to run back to God and say, look, I know y'all having a meeting, but I got this one.
I got this one. Come on now. Yes, sir.
My Bible tell me when the sons of God come to present themselves, he come and present himself too. He want to tell the Lord who he done got.
Who he got. Yes, sir. He want to tell his side.
And do y'all know when the preachers quit praying, this world is in a bad situation. They come unto me, all ye that are labor, and a heavy labor. He said, take my yoke upon you. He said, my yoke is easy.
Yes, he did.
My burden is light.
Yes, dear.
Aunt Mary, you said something a while back that just touched my heart. You can give your condition to God and take his.
Come on now.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Now, ain't that something?
Give it to him. Give it to him.
You can give all your heavy burdens to him.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And walk off with a clean slate.
In the name of Jesus.
How often do you pray, preachers? Because y'all know I preach hard against preachers. I just had a preacher told me today. He said, Bishop, y'all messing up in the church because y'all don't do the right thing. I said, what we don't do, preacher? He said, well, first of all, let's start with getting married to somebody. You need to try the cow before you buy the milk.
Oh, my God.
I said, wait a minute. I said, aren't you a pastor? Is this the crap you teach in your congregation? He said, yeah, I'd rather they get together and live and shack with one another for a while to see if they're going to get along. I said, brother, you need to turn in your keys.
In the name of Jesus.
He said, Bishop, you're going to be a poor preacher if you keep preaching what you're preaching. I said, well, I guess I'll be poor then.
Come on now.
Because I'm going to let you know, fornication should not be part of God's business.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And you being a man or woman of God, you should have more tact in yourself.
That's right.
He
That's
said, but
so
Bishop,
right.
Bishop, you got to understand, but the gift of God, I say, is eternal life. Now, I don't know what else he was going to say, but I finished it for him.
Amen.
I said the gift of God is eternal life. You better know whose boat you in or who is in your boat. Then he said, see, Bishop, y'all take on all these titles and stuff. I said, brother, let me let you in on a secret. I said, I don't care what elevations I get in Christ. If my soul is not right, I'm going to be an apostle bishop in hell.
There you go.
I said, I don't care if I take on the title evangelist and my spirit is not right, I'm going to be an evangelist hellbound.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, I don't care if I be a pastor in this thing. if my soul is not right, I'm going to be a pastor in hell.
Come on now.
That's right. That's right. That's
so true. We ain't going to go on that title thing. I said the problem is today, too many people are compromising the spirit of the Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, now, yes.
I don't care if people don't like me. I'm going to tell it like it is. We are compromising God's word. If God tell me to let you know that you on your way to hell, if you don't change your ways, guess what? I'm finna tell you, you on your way to hell unless you change your ways.
Come on now.
Preachers are preaching for a dollar. I had a church told me, we can't bring you on as our pastor because you tell the truth.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I tell the truth. Isn't that what the preacher's supposed to do?
Yes.
When a football player go out
Jesus.
On the field and drop to one knee,
he's
doing what's his job. But when we as men and women of God, when we telling the truth like it is, we shouldn't worry about whether somebody don't like it or not.
That's
you better know whose boat you in or who is in your boat.
We're in your
boat. That's it.
That's
stay
it.
With it, man. Stay with it.
Come
stay
on.
With it.
In the name of
and then the preacher told me, the preacher said, ain't nothing wrong. He said, I'm just going to tell you. He said, you an apostle bishop, I'm going to tell you something because y'all going to miss out on something. There's nothing wrong with the preacher having a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Oh,
I said, man,
come on, man. Come
you
on, man.
Need
Jesus.
Some deliverance.
Yes,
I told him, I said, what church ordained you and licensed you?
Because
I need to talk to your leader.
Yes, sir.
He said, I don't say so.
Must be the devil.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Through a Bible class for 1 year, and they gave me my license to preach.
Come on,
I said, oh, you one of them God didn't call, you call yourself.
There you go.
Amen.
No, he went. Come on.
He just got up and went.
Amen.
See,
amen.
You better know whose boat you in or
come
who
on,
is in your boat.
Come on, man. Stay on that wall.
I told him.
Stay on that wall.
I'm married and y'all need to pray for me because I had to walk off. That joker made me mad.
When
I said, Lord,
right
forgive me for getting
God.
Upset.
Uh-huh.
Talk you can get upset to say I'm not. You did just fine.
I had to walk off from that. I'm married. How we look trying to get us a husband and a boyfriend.
Come
I
on,
mean,
man.
A boyfriend and a girlfriend. The devil is a lie.
And the truth ain't in him.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
I told the
God.
Preacher, I said, preacher, I'm going to stick with my wife.
Come on, man. Come on with it.
He said, this is why y'all not prospering in your churches is because y'all not willing to experiment.
Come on,
well,
man.
I guess we won't prosper. Because we ain't trying to prosper in your style. This thing been in my spirit. He that dwelleth in the secret place are the most
high.
Oh,
most high.
The most
high.
Yes, sir.
Oh, get in the book. Get in the book.
Yeah.
Get in the book.
I told him, I said, we got to understand the Lord that we serve, the God that we serve.
We serve.
Wow. And I told him, I said, preacher, you need some deliverance. You need to get saved.
In the name of Jesus. You're so right.
In the name of Jesus.
You're so right.
Lord Jesus.
You told him right.
Well, y'all don't understand because y'all are so charismatic. You can call me whatever name you want. I'm going to be holy.
There you go.
I told him, I said, if you read the Bible, the beast around the throne saying one word only, holy.
That's it.
Holy.
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 Holy. Come on,
man.
Come on. Keep on repeating.
I said, you need to get holy today. You need to get on that altar and ask God to forgive you.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, that doggone mess you talking about. I said, this is why people are being corrupted in the church.
Right now.
Amen. Amen. Listen to that mess. Come on.
They ain't being corrupted by the other people. They being corrupted by the preachers.
Come on.
Glory. Come on, tell
no, no wonder God had me preaching hard against preachers.
Uh-oh.
All right, now. Come on. Come on. Tell it.
Preachers done quit fasting. Oh, I can't do without food. I can't do without food. Yes, you can.
All right, now. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Uh-oh. Yes.
And this preacher talking to me today, talking about all y'all do all that jumping and hollering and kicking. I said, the Bible said bodily exercise profits little, profits nothing.
Lord,
I don't need to talk to you no more because I see you one of them holy rollers.
Right.
You're a Bible thumper. I told him, I said, I said, you don't even see a Bible here with me. When you quoting the scripture, I said, my Bible said, thine word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee.
Thank you. All right.
I said, why don't you indulge in the word? He said, I don't even like the King James Version. I said, I don't care whose version you get.
Just get it.
You better get a version.
Just get it.
And it better be a true version.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be visiting your church. I said, well, you don't have to come out here to word. I said, because you come to word, we going to the altar with you.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I know at your church you ain't going to the altar, but you come to word, we going to the altar. I said, we're going to sing that old song, Take Me to the Water.
Yeah, tell me. And we should be baptized.
And be baptized. And be baptized. Yes, sir.
We got to know whose boat we in and who is in our boat.
Man.
I said at the start of this message, the devil don't have any new tricks.
You got the same one.
Amen. Same one.
All
your same
his
partner.
Material. It's old. It's outdated.
That's it.
That's pretty good, though.
That's it.
I hope I said something to help somebody along the way.
Oh,
and preachers, let me give you something. The Lord gave
Come
me Psalms, the 24th chapter, the 7th through the 10th verse. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. See, you got to get a scripture and start reading that scripture till it makes sense to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And like I told this preacher today, Romans 10 and 9 is a good place for you to start.
Right there.
In the name of Jesus.
Right there.
Amen.
Right
there. I had another brother tell me, he said, Apostle, you kind of hard. People ain't going to want to come and follow you because you kind of hard. You hard with the word. You hard. I said, you mean to tell me the word of God that's so easy, so light, so plain, it's hard. No, it's just how you say it. It's how you say it. Mm-hmm. You know what? At work, we got a basket over there with a bunch of bottles in it. Sometimes you need to give people a bottle. I told him, I said, come visit me at work sometime so I can give you a bottle. Call excuses. Y'all have to pray for me because I believe this earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I believe that the baptized believer, the preachers, ought to be out beating this thing in the ground. I believe the preachers need to quit shacking. If you're a preacher and you out here shacking, you need to get that thing right. I believe if you're a preacher and you out here lying, you need to get that thing right.
Come on now.
I believe
come
if you're a preacher
come on,
and you out here
on the head.
And you ain't living right, you need to get this thing straight. I believe if you're a preacher and you out here trying to be like the world, you need to get delivered. You need to get this thing right. My Bible tells me the world love its own. And preachers, if praising God bothers you, if studying his word bothers you, if praying to him bothers you, if gospel music bothers you, then let me help you out. Heaven ain't the place for you.
Look out now. Look out now.
And I'm going to say this, and I don't care who get mad. It ain't going to be no party going on in hell. And I need to say this. Ain't nobody going to be in control down there either. So big bad boy going to be tumbling in the flame too. And he ain't going to be walking around in there trying to decide who going to be here, who going to be there. They all going to be tumbling in that flame.
And that's right.
So don't make you no hell provisions. Don't make
plans
to go there.
Can I ask you a question? So you trying to tell me that man got that, he got a man in the life, he going to be in hell. That's what you trying to tell me?
What I'm trying to tell you is God ain't made it that way for man to be with man and woman to be with woman. God, the preacher need to be on one side of the fence or the other. He said you either going to be hot or cold. That you are lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out.
Thank you, sir.
We got to know which side of the fence we going to be on. We're going to either walk right or we ain't going to walk at all. Now, let me give you something else to go with that. God is offering deliverance today.
Yes, he is.
And all you got to do is raise your hand.
You tell it.
Thank you.
And say, Lord,
that's all right.
I'm suffering. I come godly sorrow of my sins, God.
Yes,
Lord, cleanse me. Forgive me, God. Lord, take me back in.
Amen.
That's all you got to do.
Amen.
All you got to do is give it over to him.
Give it to him.
And guess what? He got mercy and grace standing by. I'm talking about they right there at home plate. They standing right there saying, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting for you to come on in. He'll take you back.
Yes, he will.
He'll take you back. Brother Dawes, and another thing that's so good about God, let me just throw it on out there. Because I said earlier, know whose boat you in or whose boat you in or who's in your boat.
Who's in your boat?
If you ask him, he'll deliver you. Ain't none of us perfect. We all have come short.
From the glory of God.
See, I'm not trying to throw water on nobody else because guess what? I got some stuff that's in my closet.
Look at him now.
From
look
way
at him.
Back. And I asked God to help me, forgive me, deliver. I may have cussed somebody out. I may have stepped on somebody's big toe and made it start throbbing again. But, oh, I said, Lord, keep me delivered, God. Keep me near the cross, God. All you got to do is ask him, come on, Lord, here I am, I'm ready. And he ready when you ready. I'm going to turn it back in the hand of the one that gave it to me. I hope I said something to help you along the way. Amen. Know whose boat you in or whose boat or who's in your boat.
Amen, amen, amen. I can't say for some, and then there's some I can speak for. See, when you say sanctified and you've been filled, you enjoyed yourself today.
Amen.
If you're not saved, if you're not filled, but if you're striving towards the Lord Almighty, if you're searching for God, reaching up, asking the Lord to grab a hold, you're full. You enjoyed yourself today. I know the hour has gotten late, and we try to keep it condensed down within the hour. Sometimes the spirit just gets so high, and you just can't hold yourself. I believe I heard my brother in the background. I don't want to leave without giving my brother an opportunity to say something today. So I'm going to ask my brother if he would, if he has something he would like to say. Amen. Prayer.
I don't know if I got a lot of noise. First, giving all praise to God and the sweet spirit that already I'm feeling as I came on. I thank God always for just being in the presence of the words that taught and preached. And without any adulterated, you know, I just stand back and just watch God move. Because only God knows why people move from God, you know. But then we learned in the Bible said there's going to be a great falling away, you know. So the church going before he ever returns, you know. We living worse than we ever lived in our life, man. You know, we should have been talking about a subject that we never would have talked about 30 years ago. And it's so open,
amen,
you know.
Amen.
But I want to say this here, that there's a scripture that always stays with me and stays with my heart a whole lot. That having the power, you know, the guys think they really, really have it. The gift and the charismatic and all what happened to put the name on it. But denying the power thereof, have the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They can sound good, they can sing, they can make that, some people in the church just run and shout, but their lifestyle's out. But then God said this, I believe in his book. He told them to get away from me. That I work above iniquity, you know. That my so
I never
God,
knew.
God work, yeah, he'll never know. He I love it so much that his word would not come back void. It's gonna go where it says come of this, you know. And I just thank you for the word. And I thank Bishop, thank you for just allowing me to come in. Doc, I got to ease on, but I want to say this: you know, prayer is essential. You know, we got to keep things in prayer, man, because this world is going a way that God. I just believe he's getting close. We might be that generation to see his face, man. It just might be it, you know. That's all I got, bro. Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen, amen. We truly thank my brother in Christ, Brother Eric, who gives us the word now on Mondays and Thursdays. We want to truly thank him for coming in to fellowship with us today. We're so glad to hear from him. Now, I like to tell my sister and brother, always, I don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. And our hour has truly grown old. Time go fast when you're serving the Lord Almighty. I want to whisper a verse to you, and then we're going to ask you if you will. If you're not too busy, you can find the time. We hope and trust that you find time to come back with us next week at the same appointed time. We're going to give Sister Mary the floor, let her give her advertisement for her service tomorrow, her announcement, sorry, for for her service tomorrow, if you will, T.
Amen, amen. I just came on to invite you to be with us tomorrow evening, same time, same channel, for a time of for reflection. Truly, yeah. God has a word for you, and yes, I'm just God. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. I pray my strength in the Lord. Back to you, Brother B.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Before we get out of here and turn this back over to Brother Dog, I want you all to take the fourth chapter of Matthew's and take it home with you tonight. Take it to bed with you. And especially, I want you to look at verse 7 and verse 17. Take those to bed with you tonight, where the Lord said, Jesus said unto him, it is written again. You said, it is written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Been written before. He says written again. Verse 17 says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand. Mm-hmm. Father God, we come before you this evening. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and fellowship ye one with another again. In the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus the Christ, we want to say thank you, Lord, for you said in your word, where two or three assemble and assemble in your name, you said you'll be in the midst. And we thank you for stopping by the service this evening. We thank you for showing up and showing out. We pray that someone heard the word, that it would reach not a dying soul, but a dying soul. That would make them want to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? How do I get to know this man that they keep talking about? This man they call Jesus, that saved to the utmost, that speaks and the wind obey, the sea obey. How do I get to know this man? So we have to touch hearts, mind, bodies, and souls right now. Bless in a way that only you can, Lord, and keep them in perfect peace. Bless those that are sick, those that have lost loved ones, those death angels, is rearing his head, and he's just rampaging right now, Lord. He's caused havoc in my family. But we know that you are a God that sit high and that you look low. We know that you are a God that have never made a mistake. We know you as a God that has never lost a patient. And we just say yes to your word and yes to your way right now. We just want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for just being God. For being the author and finisher of our faith. And we say we love you. We love you. We love you. And we truly place no one above you. Father, these blessed among men. And we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. And if your heart say amen. 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 And at this time, we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dog. Amen.
Heaven in my soul, each and every day, I got to keep on moving in the right way. You see, and if I stumble, step aside. I don't want nobody.
Nobody.
Hey, heaven is my goal.
Yes. You notice I didn't tell nobody to hang up or nothing because right now my shoulders are a little weak. You know, I got strong shoulders and everything, but they're a little weak now. They done beat me down. I gotta admit, I done submitted. One of the brothers got me going against another brother in a way I don't like it to go with. So I'm backing down a little bit. I wanna thank y'all for coming on today. So I appreciate everybody. Have a great day. Say a prayer for me because I'm in a dark place right now. So I love y'all.
Amen.
God bless you.